From Washington, this is VOA News. Iran and six world powers discuss extending a deadline to reach a deal that would curb the Iranian nuclear program. And Tunisians vote in their first presidential election since the start of the Arab Spring uprisings. I'm Michael Lippin, reporting from Washington. The United States and other world powers are discussing whether to extend negotiations with Iran aimed at curbing the Islamic nation's nuclear development program. The parties had set a deadline of Monday to conclude a deal. A senior U.S. official says Secretary of State John Kerry suggested the deadline extension to his Iranian counterpart, Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif, when they met on Sunday in Vienna. The United States and its partners in the talks, Britain, China, France, Germany, and Russia, are trying to reach a deal that would prevent Iran from developing a nuclear weapon. In exchange, the world powers would lift some of the international sanctions that have weakened the Iranian economy. Tunisians have voted in their first presidential election since a 2011 revolution that sparked the Arab Spring pro-democracy uprisings in other countries in the region. Sunday's vote marked a long-awaited completion of a transition to democracy after Tunisians overthrew dictator Zine El Abidine Ben Ali 3 years ago. Official election results have not been released, but Tunisian authorities allowed representatives of political parties to unofficially tally votes for their candidates. A campaign manager for presidential candidate Beji Caid Essebsi said the 87-year-old political veteran has emerged as the frontrunner, but likely will face a runoff contest next month. The original election featured more than two dozen candidates, including incumbent president Moncef Marzouki. You're listening to VOA News. Afghan officials say a suicide bomber has killed at least 50 people at a volleyball tournament in the country's east. Sunday's match in the Paktika province district of Yahya Khel had drawn a large crowd. At least 80 more people were wounded in the attack. No group immediately claimed responsibility. The province bordering Pakistan is one of Afghanistan's most volatile regions, plagued by a Taliban-led insurgency against the central government. The suicide attack came on the same day that Afghanistan's lower house of parliament approved security agreements with the United States and the NATO alliance. The deals allow international forces to remain in the country to support local forces beyond the end of this year. U.S. President Barack Obama is defending his new executive order that shields millions of undocumented immigrants in the United States from deportation. VOA's Michael Bowman has more from Washington.
3 days after a landmark announcement that will help define his presidency,
we'll take steps to deal responsibly with the millions of undocumented immigrants who already live in our country.
President Obama appeared on U.S. television sounding resolute about the necessity of last week's executive order in the face of congressional inaction on immigration reform.
Everybody knows, including Republicans, that we're not going to deport 11 million people.
Republican lawmakers like Senator Ted Cruz are united in their opposition to Mr. Obama's action that bypasses Congress.
He is defying the Constitution. He is defying federal law. And he's defying the American people.
Cruz says the Senate should confirm no Obama nominees once Republicans take control of both houses of Congress in January. But Republicans have yet to rally around any single course of action and did not even mention immigration in their response to Mr. Obama's weekly address Saturday, focusing on economic issues instead. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.
Dutch air crash investigators have completed their recovery of wreckage of a Malaysia Airlines passenger jet that was shot down over Ukraine's rebel-held eastern region 4 months ago. On Sunday, workers placed the last pieces of the plane on a train in an area controlled by pro-Russia rebels. The train was bound for the Ukrainian government-held city of Kharkiv. From there, the pieces of the aircraft were due to be transported to the Netherlands, where authorities were reconstructing the aircraft as part of their investigation. All 298 people aboard the July 17th flight from Amsterdam to Kuala Lumpur were killed in the crash. Two-thirds of them were from the Netherlands. I'm Michael Lippin in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.